Do I understand correctly that natural capital accounting assigns values to what you call externalities, things like air pollution, for example?
That's exactly right. So it's a system by which we can measure, we can manage, and we can report. So inherent is in natural capital accounting is a notion of transparency, which is a key contributor to collective change. And so things that we don't immediately recognize as commodities, as aspects of our environment that have real value, like air and water filtration, flood protection mechanisms. Like, for example, rather than looking at a forest as a commodity that needs to be cut and sold, leaving a forest in place, in fact, has huge value in flood protection. If you remove the forest, the cost of flood protection is astronomical.
Are you seeing any acceptance for this idea? Let's call it NCA. Is there any acceptance out there of the idea? Is it emerging?
The UN and the World Bank are getting behind it in a big way as a mechanism for assisting poverty-stricken countries to understand and value their true wealth, such that they can make good decisions about managing their natural resources.
And I would think one path to acceptance would be the development of protocols and standards that would define what is expected of everyone. Are those kinds of things in development?
Very much so. So the System for Environmental Economic Accounts, SEEA, which was a system developed by the UN, is filtering down on many levels. They use things like composite indices, which is a mechanism for aggregating and normalizing a whole raft of various kinds of data into one number. They use an adjustment to the widely understood gross domestic product number, which acknowledges environmental degradation as a component part.
How can these types of initiatives be made locally relevant?
The key component for anyone moving into this way of thinking is to simply value the natural resources of a given bioregion. And so when you apply this way of thinking to issues like mountaintop removal, and you begin to educate yourself about the return on that investment with a life cycle definition of cost in mind, it becomes immediately clear that this is a huge expense with very little return. And so there are very decisive and clear implications for our region that are exciting to many and frightening to many as well. But our current environmental reality is that business as usual is not an option if we're to create a sustainable future. It's really that simple.